Blog Talk Radio.
K-Classic. Ain't nobody stopping my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came to lay. There's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, 'cause he gon' step in and make it alright. Won't he do it? He said he would. Fight your battles for you. They gon' wonder how you sleep at night. Won't he do it? I ask you, will anybody tell you something different? You know that's a lie. You gon' look back and be so amazed how it turned out. It's only his lose it again. I'm about to let him know where I'm from. Don't take me there again. I just call on Jesus, my friend. Get me back in line one more time, 'cause he's always listening. Ain't nobody perfect, everybody's hurting. Need your whisper, Lord, save me from my weaknesses, 'cause they're always on time.
July 8th, 2020. We are here in the Apple Valley studio tonight with critically acclaimed bishop, founder, and overseer of the Greater All Nations Pentecost Church of Jesus Christ, conveniently located at 8516 South Compton Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90001. Tonight is our prayer night. We'll be taking your petitions and your prayers along with you to the throne of grace tonight. So remember, when you call in for yourself, call in for somebody, anybody, everybody, everywhere. Everybody can use a little bit of prayer tonight. It is that night. That's the kind of party we're having tonight, where God is answering the prayers, because what? We have faith the grain of a mustard seed. That tiny, minute amount of faith. If you knew the size of a real mustard seed, you would know that tiny, minute amount of faith is all that we need in order to have God answer the prayers. The Bible does talk about ask and it shall be given. If you are seeking for God to do something, you'll find it. If you are asking, God will give it to you. And if you are knocking on the door of opportunity for God to bless your life, When you knock on the door, it shall be answered. That is the ultimate thing. We have to do what God is asking of us to do first. You can't just expect God to give you all these blessings upon blessings, showers of blessings upon blessings, and we're not doing what he's asking of us to do. Because God, what God is asking us to do is not anything that we can't handle. God will never give us more than we can bear. He said it in his word. He'll never put more on us than we're actually able to bear. When you think you're at your height, your weakest moment, when you're at the top of Mount Kilimanjaro and you feel like you're going to tip over and fall and rumble down the top of the mountain, God steps in. Even though before that he was already there, you didn't realize he was there. You didn't realize that he was keeping you climbing to the top and that he's going to bring you down to the bottom safely so you can have the greatest testimony ever known on this side of this dispensation. This is what God is utilizing us for. He wants us to be able to share the good news. And what is the good news? It is God's unmerited favor. His mercy and his grace should be sufficient. And we should all be able to say in our lives that, Lord, if you do nothing else for us, you have ultimately already done enough. So whatever he's done for you up to this second that you're listening in on the radio broadcast today, he's absolutely done enough. If he does nothing else for you, he's absolutely done enough already. That is the beauty of God. He gives his unmerited grace and his unmerited favor, and that should be sufficient. For some people, it's not. They want to be greedy. They want more and more and more and more. Keep digging, keep jabbing, keep trying to get more. But God is only going to give us what we need spiritually, mentally, verbally, emotionally, what's tangible. He's going to give us what he knows that we can handle, no matter what you ask for. If you can't handle it, God's not going to bless you with it, because God is not the God of confusion. He doesn't create destruction. God does not give us something that later on we have to reject or he has to take back. Anything that he gives us is because he knew that we were ready to accept it, to adhere to it, and to manifest it so it can be for the greater good, whatever it is. Whatever you're asking for, when God is ready, that's when he knows you're ready. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Prayer Line tonight. We will be taking your prayers and petitions to the throne of grace tonight. Remember, your calling number is 818-668-5428. That is the prayer number tonight. Call in. If you're on social media like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, if you stumble upon our page on Facebook where you see the on the radio, call in tonight. If you are in radio land in a different country and you want to know how you can reach us besides tonight, because you can't call in, I get it. You don't have a calling card. You don't have minutes on the phone to be able to call internationally for the United States. Well, that's okay, because guess what? We have something for you, too. We have a Facebook page called Blessing. That's B as in boys, L-E, double S like Sam, I-N like Nancy, G like George, S like Sam again, by, that's B as in boy, Y as in yellow, Grace, G as in George, R as in Robert, A like Apple, C like Charlie, E like Edward, and then the word radio. So Blessings by Grace Radio, like you listen in the car or on the radio itself, AMFM, it's Blessings by Grace Radio. That is our Facebook page. You may go there and you can type up to us a prayer request, and we can announce your prayer request anonymously if you want to be anonymous. You don't want to provide your name, that's okay. We can anonymously announce our prayer request here on the line so all of our prayer partners, all of our prayer bands from Great Our Nations can lift you up to the name of Jesus. Now, what I've learned is this, that once you say in the name of Jesus or by the maximum name of Jesus, amen, once you put Jesus' name, it is a stamp that is signed, sealed, and delivered, and that's it. When you give God's name in reverence, after you say, you could say, I want to be saved. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, Lord. That right there is telling the Lord today you want to be saved. If you're saying, thank you for my wake up, Lord God, let me wake up tomorrow this way, you say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. And please, the blood of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, whatever you say, when you put Jesus' name in it, that is my definition of a stamp that is signed, sealed, and delivered, that he will hear it. Not only will he hear it, but he will honor that because you gave reverence to him and saying, I want to be safe. I want to draw closer to you. I want to have all these accolades. I want from A to Z, from B to Y, from C to W, and so on and so forth. For an infinite amount of time, you want God to answer something. Putting his name, Jesus Christ, there, that is the step that takes it up to the Most High God, where he will hear it, and when he is ready, when he feels that you are ready, that shall be answered. Ladies and gentlemen, man of the hour, I have a Dr. Bishop Bachmar.
Thank you. Thank you, tonight, Sister Kikasha, for delivering us all again tonight. Praise God tonight for being able. It is a good night to be with you in radio land. We are so grateful tonight, amen, because God is so good to us. We thank God tonight, amen, for this opportunity, because this is the day the Lord has made. Let us be glad and rejoice therein. I was just thinking, amen, we was not with you on last Wednesday night. Tonight is prayer time. We lost one of our beloved sisters. Amen. We had to travel to Phoenix, Arizona. Amen. And lay her to rest. Thank God for all your prayers and your support. But tonight, praise the Lord, amen, is prayer time. It is time, amen, for man to pray and not faint. Look around you, praise the Lord. Things are happening in the world. My God, things are happening all around us. Let us wake up and have a spiritual ear. If you want to talk to Jesus, you can talk to Jesus tonight. Amen. Right here on the broadcast. We can give him all praise and all glory. Tell Jesus what you want tonight. We are here, praise the Lord, being the vessel for the Lord. Amen. Is to pray along with you and for you, praise the Lord, in this day and time. God, we are in an epidemic. We are in an epidemic. We are in trouble. Whether you realize it or not, amen, we are in trouble as a people. It is prayer time. Let us pray much for our young people that may not understand. I have read the word of God to know what is coming up on the face of this earth. We need to stay before the Lord 24, asking Jesus for his mercy, because we are in trouble. Things are changing right before our eyes. I can hear the secular world saying, amen, we are changing. We are, amen, things are changing before our eyes. You can see, amen, the plans of the mark of the beast is being set up right before our eyes. We've been talking about a cashless society for many years, but it's right here today. Things are changing. One thing I want to know tonight, are your name written down in the Lamb Book of Life? Are your name written down in the Lamb Book of Life? If your name is not written down in the Lamb Book of Life, you won't be able to go back with Jesus. Today, right now, is a preparing time. You can be prepared right now to make sure that your name is written down in the Lamb, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to hold. We don't know. Amen. We just don't know. But this is our dressing up room. We must live. I'm talking to the saints of God now. We must live to be ready to be taken out of this world at any time. We must live, amen, to suffer for the namesake of Jesus at any time. Beloved, we are in trouble. I need your prayers. I'm talking about those that can really get a prayer. But I need your prayers. And God might strengthen me. No matter how strong that you think you are, sometimes one of those things can come up against you and throw you. We need each other's prayer. It's prayer time. Shake off everything that's not like Jesus. Thank God for you amen, that is praying and supporting this broadcast. Jesus said, if they hated the green tree, you know they're going to hate the dry tree. And what I'm saying to you in Radio Land, as you are ministering, preaching this gospel, you're going to be hated by all nations. The Bible says, for my name's sake. But you got to show love to everybody. St. John, the 14th chapter, verse 1, it reads and says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. Don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let panic set in your heart. I know we don't hear good news, amen. All we hear, amen, is bad news. But don't let your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Jesus went and said, in my Father's house there are many mansions. If it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. But he said, I go to prepare a place for you. We were celebrating, amen, the home brought about my mother B, praise the Lord. She lived the life. She suffered here, amen, on earth. But, amen, she lived that life. She went home. This old earth is not our home. We're just pilgrims. And we're strangers traveling through this old barren land. Tonight is your night. Tonight, ever what you need from Jesus. Dial that number. And if you have a testimony, what the Lord has done for you, and the Lord has delivered you and brought you out, you can share tonight. Because somebody needs to know that Jesus is moving. I know he's moving. Even as I speak right now, the Lord is moving. You're getting ready to open these lines up tonight. And amen. Tell somebody amen tonight. Because Dr. Moore and his staff here in Apple Valley is, amen, open tonight for prayer. Amen. Prayer. The fervent prayers of the righteous. What prevails is much. The fervent prayers of the righteous can call things to be turned around. Prayer is real. Prayer is real. I know prayer is real. I know some of you out there praying for me because I've been sick in my body. See, I don't feel the best, amen. But through your prayer, the Lord is delivering me right now. Prayer changes. Let me encourage you, beloved, you that is holding on, be thou faithful unto death. And Jesus, I will give you a crown of life. Don't let nothing turn you around. Paul said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I'm not going to let nothing separate me. Although the words, those are strong words. And I know Satan will try to test it. But hold on to Jesus. Time is running from beneath us. Make sure your name is written down in the Lamb Book of Life. We're going up the lines, amen, and receive our first call tonight. Be prayerful. Pray along with us tonight. Pray, amen, for our country. Pray for the world. We are in a pandemic. We are in trouble. Put it in your mind and in your spirit tonight. Things are not at ease. We are in trouble. And the devil don't want you to believe you're in trouble. Because you got, amen, a loaf of bread, amen, in your house now, and a few dollars in the bank. You see it riding around, amen, in your car. The devil don't want you to believe we're in trouble, but we are in trouble. God bless you. We love you tonight. Let's take our first call.
Caller from Black Number, you're live on the air. Dr. Moore, caller.
Yes, God bless you, Keetasha. God bless you, Bishop. And may God richly bless you with this radio ministry.
God bless you, my daughter.
Got to keep this radio ministry going on.
God bless you, Sister Priscilla. Thank you for calling tonight. You're breaking a little up on us tonight. But, amen, I think I got the majority of your request tonight. My God, we love you. We thank God for you supporting amen, this ministry. And as I say, you broke upon us, and I don't know exactly, amen, everything you said tonight, but we're going to take it to Jesus right now because Jesus knows.
Yes.
Almighty God, in the name of Jesus right now, your beloved child, your beloved daughter tonight is on the prayer line, on the prayer line tonight.
Yeah.
Requested her prayer is to be answered. My God, not our will, but your will be done in the name of Jesus right now. You know what she said, Lord Jesus. You understood what she said. I'm asking you, Lord, go there and touch right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you for covering. Oh, you covered them under your blood and brought them back safe and sound. I thank you for it right now. Keep blessing, Lord. Keep blessing the household right now. Keep showing us strength right now, Lord. We know faith every day in you in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, keep our loved ones under your arms right now.
Yes.
Oh, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Lord, my God, we
yes,
in trouble.
Jesus.
Our household,
yes,
our children is in trouble. Yes. Lord, let us stand together, right number before, in the name of Jesus. Let us
yes,
encourage
Jesus.
One another
yes,
in the name of Jesus. Keep your hands
yes,
on my beloved sister
yes,
right
Jesus.
Now. My God, let us continue to say yes to your will. And we're going to give you all the praise
yes,
and glory in Jesus' name. God bless you, and thank you for calling us tonight.
God bless you both. Thank you. Love you.
Amen.
Love you. God bless you.
Caller from 310-508. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yeah. God bless you, Bishop.
God bless you, Dave. God bless you tonight. All right.
Amen. I'm calling in for prayer for myself and my home, my companion, and I'm just wanting the Lord to clean, just bless me and just to lift me up and keep stress off of me to where I can just stay free.
God bless you, Dick. Amen. God bless you. Amen. You in your land tonight as you hear this man of God, and I know this is a moment of your stress. Satan is trying to stress us out. But Almighty God, in the name of Jesus, you have taken us above stress. My God, for you to go to work in the mind of this man of God and lift him above strength in the name of Jesus. Say to the Lord, rebuke you by the blood of Jesus right now. Lay your hands upon him right now, Lord. You know how to renew his strength. My God, you know how to lift his spirit up. You know how to put it in the spirit. And lift him above this tormenting. My God, that he's going through right now in the name of Jesus. Hell is everywhere. My God, we praying that you lift our mind up into heavenly places in the name of Jesus. Give him a new anointing, Lord. My God, in the name of Jesus. Bless his home, Lord. Sanctify that home in the name of Jesus. Renew his strength in you right now. My God, in Jesus' name right now. Say to the Lord, rebuke you by the power of Jesus. Right now, we lifting up our beloved brother in the name of Jesus. Renew everything about it, both physically, spiritually, my God, mentally, and intellectually, in the name of Jesus right now. Keep him, Lord. Keep him, Lord. Keep him saying yes to your will, Lord. Give him a mind to fight like never before. In Jesus' name, I pray. Thank the Lord. Amen. Amen. God bless you, D. Thank you for calling us.
Caller from 323-392, you're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Dr. Moore. This is Elder Chris. That's what
God,
I say, keep my family in prayer. The outreach ministry, we do personal by call now, you know. And also, I continue to pray for you and your staff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, Lord, because that's what this world needs right today. This
yes.
phone should be flooded tonight.
Yes.
My
yes.
God,
yes.
The things I see out there, people
go.
Are walking around like it's nothing. But my
we live
God.
In the last day. We live in the last
yes.
day.
Yes. So just keep us in prayer, and we'll keep y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen, amen. All right, we're going to take your request. unto the Lord right now. It is such a blessing to be able, amen, is to communicate together in the name of Jesus right now. This man of God right now, Lord, I'm asking you, all you see him, Lord, and you know what he's going through with, you know what he's thinking right now. Keep on reviving him in the name of Jesus. Jesus, my God, give him a greater stand like never before. My God, that outreach ministry, my God, that the power of Jesus and the demonstration of the Holy Ghost work for him, his wife, Lord, in the name of Jesus right now. Oh, Jesus, we out there among pardoned people. My God, we out there against demons. We out there against principalities and against power. My God, sent right now. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus right now. Even over the telephone. My God, give him strength, give him words to say, Lord. Give him words to say, Lord. Break the yoke, Lord. Get out of the stronghold of Satan. In the name of Jesus. Send, Lord, revive him right now. Anoint him over, Lord. Again, in the name of Jesus right now. By your stripes we are healed. My God, by your stripes we are delivered by the power of Jesus right now. We just ask you to escalate our strength and our power and our anointing up on us right now that we can run, Lord, and not faint. My God, in the name of Jesus. Renew us, Lord. Renew us, Lord. Strength like the eagle. My God. Renew it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Where we have been toned down, I'm asking you to build us up right now. Speak to us, Lord. Speak to us, Lord. We can see the chaos. We can see the decaying of this world going in. Speak to us, Lord. My God, I don't know what to do. I can do it in the name of Jesus. Provide for us. Open doors for us in the name of Jesus right now. My God, above all, what must I do to be saved? Cry loud and spare not in the name of Jesus. Give him that kind of voice and give him that anointing right now in the gold. My God, on the telephone. My God, I have to the world. Give him that anointing. Lord, give him that breakthrough right now in the name of Jesus. I claim victory. I claim deliverance. I claim healing in Jesus' name. Go with the Lord right now, my son. I feel the anointing of Jesus right now. My God, thank you for calling me tonight. Lord, my God. And he's real tonight, preacher. He's real tonight. And he's right there. He said, I'll never leave you. Nor will I forsake you. Lord, I'll be with you. Even to the end of the world, he's right there. Keep the faith. Yes. Keep praying for us. We love you tonight.
Love you.
Yes, sir.
Oh, glory be to God.
No, Jesus saying.
Call us on 323-350.
Hallelujah.
You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you, Katasha. God bless you, Bishop. It's good to hear your voice again.
So you too, baby.
God bless you.
You too. God bless you. Always a pleasure to hear you. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, baby, my prayer request is to Kenya to keep me up for the Lord and keep on giving me the strength to keep going on and on, doing the work for the Lord. I'm asking the Lord to just cover us with the blood of Jesus, my children, and my brothers and sisters, and my whole entire family as a whole, as well as my husband's entire family. Just put in my heart, my husband's heart, to say yes to the Lord, and in his mind to give him an eternal yes. I'm also praying for my church family, greater our nation as a whole, and you, Bishop, and all the elder saints.
Thank you, thank you.
Praying for the body of Christ everywhere. Praying on those behind the prison walls. My son and my sisters and my brothers, that the Lord do his will in them, that his will be done in us, and that, you know, he may shorten their time. I'm also asking the Lord, you know, they just come to repentance for soul salvation, that the Lord may heal this land, you know, because they're not taking this seriously. Yeah. So I'm just praying for those. It's not a safety ark of the Lord, not only my family, but others as well. Not only my children, but others as well. I'm praying for each and every one of our prayer warriors on tonight, on Pastor Blow, on Evangelist Harris, Evangelist June, Minister Ann, and Sister Harper. And it's all those that say, pray for me, pray for them. That the Lord may move and we get back into our church, be on that one mind and one accord. And the Lord just We just lift it all up to him. Give it all to the Lord. That is my prayer request for tonight.
Thank you, my daughter. God bless you. Amen. God understands and amen. Every word, every prayer request that you have told us tonight, it has been recorded down in heaven because, amen,
yes,
God records everything down, the good and the bad. My God,
yes.
In the name of Jesus, we're going to take your petition along with you to the throne of grace right now. Lord, where the heart is heavy, I'm asking you to lift
yes,
the hearts up in the name of Jesus.
In Jesus'
my
name.
God, the trouble is over the face of this earth. Sometimes
yes.
it presses us down. We can't praise you like we desire. We can't lift you up like
yes.
we desire. But my God, give us strength right now.
In the name
you
of Jesus.
Give it to us, Lord. We can't have it tonight. In Jesus' name, I'm asking you to honor the request of my beloved sister right now on everyone that she has called in the name of Jesus Christ. You said, if I be lifted up on the earth, I will draw all men unto me. My God,
yes,
my
Lord.
Whole teacher.
Come, Lord, we lift them to you, Lord,
today.
In the name,
in the name
Jesus.
Of Jesus right now. Lord Jesus, set us on Holy Ghost fire. Set us on Holy Ghost
yes,
anointing.
Lord.
In
do it, Lord,
name.
In the name
of
Jesus.
The world don't understand, but your people understand. Renew our
yes,
spirit
Lord.
In here right now.
My
God, open
Lord,
our
in
eyes.
In the name of Jesus.
Never seen before. My God, comfort our home with your word.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. Save and sanctify. My God,
save
on both
Lord,
sides
in the
tonight.
Name of Jesus.
Touch yeah. him right now in Jesus' name behind the pillar of wall. My God, right among us right now.
Touch
in Jesus' name. Strengthen my beloved
Lord.
Sister right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus, you pray for the body of Jesus Christ everywhere that you give us one mind and give us one accord. Open the door of the great all nation up. My God,
yes,
that souls might come in. Souls come in, repent of their sin. Open the door,
yes,
up, Lord.
Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Together. We assemble ourselves together in church in Jesus' name. We give
yes,
praise
Lord.
And glory to you right now. Thank the Lord.
In the name
amen.
Of Jesus.
My God, renewing your strength right now, daughter. I feel
Lord,
the presence
Lord,
of
in
the
name of Jesus.
I feel the presence
yes,
of God
Lord.
Upon you right now. Lift that weight up off of
thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God, my lay aside every weight and every sin that so easily beset you. Lay it aside. Give God the praise. Whether you understand it or not, give him the praise
yes,
right
Lord.
Now. Amen.
In the name
Jesus,
of Jesus.
Give the prayers right now in the name
thank
of
you,
Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord, tonight. We love you. And thank you for calling.
Thank you, Bishop. Thank you, Tasha. Love y'all.
Call us from 562-417. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
God bless you guys. My prayer request tonight is for the body of Christ. We pray the unity of the body of Christ that God us to be one body, the universal body, and let us pray to the Lord of the harvest. Let us pray for repentance tonight of the people, saved and unsaved. Pray that they be in position when the Lord comes. Those are just my prayer requests.
God bless you tonight, Miss Laura tonight. God bless you. Let's pray. Let's pray together. Let's believe the Lord together.
Yeah.
I never in my lifetime thought I would see the world in the condition that it is in. I never thought in my
yeah.
lifetime that I'd seen men with hardened hearts. When disaster was all around
yeah.
them, instead of them going closer to the Lord, they refused in the Lord.
Yeah.
But let's
yeah.
pray tonight that God would change their mind, change their heart. All souls belong to the Lord. And in your request tonight, it brings before my mind. Noah preached for 120 years, telling men and women to repent. They wouldn't hear Noah. But when the water began to rise,
oh, yeah.
they couldn't swim no more. When they couldn't climb any trees anymore. When the water exceeded them, then they couldn't go no more. I can hear them crying
my
right
God,
now. And Noah, open the door, open
yeah.
the door. But the whole
yeah,
emotion,
yeah.
it was too late. It was too late. And I can hear Jesus say, just as it was in the days of Noah,
yeah.
so shall it be when the Son of Man comes. It's going to be too late.
Yeah.
Yeah. My God, we are witnesses. We are praying for this wicked world. We are praying for this sinful world. That God will come around.
Yes.
Give us that right now, Lord. Give us the words to say.
Yes,
let us do it in the right attitude in the name of Jesus right now. Lord, those are your soul. No matter how they're rejecting you, they are your soul. My God, touch your people tonight in the name of Jesus. All over the face of this earth, my God, those are your soul. But you say the soul that sinned shall die. My God, but you died to give them eternal life. Let them accept you tonight. My God, let them not harden their heart. In the name of Jesus right now, wash them in
your
blood.
Lord, in
wash
the name
them
clean
tonight, Lord.
The name
let
of
the
Jesus.
Body of Jesus Christ come, Lord, before you and prevail before you like never before, Lord. Let the body of Jesus that know the value of prayer come together, Lord. My God, and
Lord,
let us
in the name
cry
of
out
Jesus.
To you and ask you to give us strength,
let
give us
together,
help.
Lord, in the name
God,
of Jesus.
We are got up. We've been living in a COVID time. We're living in a disease time. We need
you
help.
Wake us up, Lord.
We
wake us
tonight.
Up, Lord.
We need help, Lord. We need help tonight. We need help, Jesus. I'm not ashamed,
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
to cry out for help. I need help, Jesus. I need your strength.
Yes,
I need
Lord.
Your wisdom. And I need your divine guidance. Every man and every woman of God tonight,
yes,
if they would
Lord,
humble themselves, they would need your help. Bless this minister of God that we're praying for right now, Lord. My God, let us walk on by faith. My God, we walk by faith and by sight in the name of Jesus. Continue to fulfill your will in her life. And we
mercy,
give you praise
mercy,
and in Jesus' name we pray. Thank the Lord. God bless you. And thank you for
joining
us tonight. Amen, amen.
God bless you.
Yes, sir.
Call us from 323-915. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
The guidelines suggest the use of masks.
Hello?
God bless you, Mother Stewart.
Hello?
God bless.
We can hear you.
CDC's guidelines used to be used as a rationale.
Hello?
Yes.
Are you able to hear us? Because we can hear you.
Yes, I'm Minister Stewart's mother. I'm
yes,
asking for prayer. I'm in the hospital. And I'm praying for, asking prayer for my husband and my two daughters for this COVID-19. I just need you. I'm
yes,
asking you to pray for this guy, heal us. In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Lord, brother. Hallelujah, we want you to hold the faith tonight, and let us keep praying, let us keep praying. The Lord, he on the cry tonight. My God, he here, he knows, he knows what we're going through, and certainly he ain't gonna put no more up on us than we'll be able to bear. But I know it don't look good, it don't look good. I'll acknowledge that with you, but we pray for mercy tonight.
Yes.
He will have mercy up on his children tonight.
Yes.
My God, in the name of Jesus, we pick this petition to you tonight. Oh, my beloved mother in Christ Jesus tonight, Lord, we ask it for prayer, prayer, the fervent prayers of the righteous prevailing much. Lord, we're praying, my God, out of the depths of our hearts. Help us tonight. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us to stand strong, Lord, like never before. Help us to have one God and help us to be of one accord in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, right now, Jesus,
yes,
check it out. What household right now? In Jesus' name. Drive away everything that's not like it by the power of Jesus. Lift her up, Lord. Open her eyes if you see things that she haven't not seen before. Anoint the Lord and give her that holy God anointed. In Jesus' name. Give her that breakthrough by the power of Jesus right now. And we're going to give you the praise and we give you the glory for what you have done and what you're doing right now. In Jesus' name. We thank you. We thank you. Amen and amen. God bless you, mother, and thank you for calling.
Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Yes, ma'am.
Caller from 818-358. You're live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hello. Hello, Katasha. Hello, Bishop. Nice seeing you guys' voice.
God bless you, mother.
I'm calling. First of all, I want to give a report on Cammy. She's out the hospital. He's doing a lot, lot better. And he want to thank you guys
thank
for praying for him. And
thank you.
I want to pray for my church. consecrate our nations, first of all, that we all get back into the church very soon, hopefully by September. And I'm praying for you and Katasha's health and all of our nation's members' health and their sisters and brother churches. And, last but not least, I'm praying for me and my family, and I'm praying for my wife's family, her side, my family on my side, my father. You know, he's still living, and, you know, he's going blind, and I'm praying that God give him some type of vision, you know. And so I'm just like praying for myself that my health get better. Thank you.
God bless you, my son. God bless you tonight, Brother Vanna. Praise the Lord. And thank you, amen, for keeping us informed by Brother Cameron. Praise the Lord. And thank God, amen, the Lord has heard our prayers. He's done a lot better. That's what we were praying for. God is restoring his strength. And just as God restored his strength, amen, he has no respectable person. He will restore our strength. My God, in the name of Jesus right now. I thank you, Lord, for that testimony right now. My God, I'm asking you, Lord, as he gave that testimony, that he continues to look unto thee. For which is coming to his help comes from you that created the heavens and earth right now. My God, strengthen Brother Vernon right now in the name of Jesus. Take him over his hurdles and take him over his trials and his tribulation, Lord, and let him rejoice, Lord. All days are not going to be good, but let him rejoice in the bad as well as he did in the good in the name of Jesus. My God, work in my touch his mouth. My God, give him words, my God. Give him eyesight. Anoint them eyes in the name of Jesus. Touch in the name of Jesus. By your sight, yes, we will already heal. If we can punish the faith and believe it right now, it's already done. You paid the price on Calvary. My God, we thank you for it right now. And we claim in victory for him. And no matter what part of the body that has an illness tonight, we claim in victory right now in the name of Jesus. But Lord, when we go through and we suffer, you know what we're suffering for. My God, suffering sometimes keep us in your will. Suffering sometimes make us look to you, Lord. My God, you know why you let us suffer. Your grace is sufficient in our weakness. Your strength makes us perfect. But we give you praise and we give you glory. My God, in Jesus' name, strengthen, open our eyes. My God, of your children. My God, that we might understand the word of God. Touch in the name of Jesus. Take us to a higher depth and a new revelation. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God, thank God. Amen tonight. My God, thank you for calling us tonight. Brother Vernon, in Jesus' name.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Caller from 732-306 out of New Jersey. You're live on the air, Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Yes, how you doing? God bless you guys. Thank you for taking my call.
God bless you.
We are blessed tonight.
It's a night that we all need blessings with everything going on. It's been a rough road to hoe, but luckily Christianity is sticking through with us, and our God treats us well enough to maintain during it, I guess I would say.
Yes.
Yes, I would like to give a prayer out to a friend of mine was protesting. And he was incarcerated, and his child is now sitting at home because his mother, the child's mother passed away. My friend's wife passed away, and now the child is being shuffled into a foster home. And I want to give a strong prayer out to her name is Bethany, and her father's name is Nick. And strong, you know, just any kind of thought or prayer to them for, you know, her not being with her father and him not being able to be at home because he was protesting.
Absolutely. We will pray right now for you.
All right, my brother. Thank you for calling us. Amen tonight. The Lord is
and also, and also please pray for the Proud Boys because he's a Proud Boy.
Who?
He's a Proud Boy.
God bless you. Amen. We're going to take it to Jesus right now because the Lord's eyes is beholding the good and evil everywhere.
Amen. We are tonight. The Lord is looking down upon us. Lord God, in the name of Jesus right now, my beloved brother has stopped and taken time out for this prayer. And there's a need tonight. And Lord, we know that you answer prayer.
Yes.
And we know you know how to answer prayer. Lord, and through this protest, the father was taken into custody. But Almighty God, all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. Touch in the name of Jesus right now. Don't let his suffering be in vain, Lord. My God, and that child of his, and everywhere she's at right now, let her be in good hands in the name of Jesus right now. You've seen this was going to happen even before the day we were born. You know this was going to happen. Work it out for him in the name of Jesus. Restore him and restore that child back unto him in the name of Jesus right now. And touch the beloved brother to call right now or continue to work out things in his life in the name of Jesus. Prayer changes things. And we got this up before you tonight. Lord, you're looking down on it right now. You know how to handle it. My God, work it out for your glory, for your name's sake. In Jesus' name, we're going to give you the praise right now. We're going to believe the Lord along with you, my brother, in Jesus' name. And thank you for calling us. God bless you and Radio Land tonight. Jesus is working things out for us right now. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, Jesus is working things out for us right now. Jesus said, if you be ashamed of me on earth, I will be ashamed of you before you, of my Father which is in heaven. This is not any time, my brothers and sisters, to draw back from the Lord. If you draw back from the Lord, he's going to draw back from you. But if you draw nigh unto the Lord, he will draw nigh unto you. This is Wednesday night. This is prayer time. And don't you think, amen, your prayers is in vain tonight. The Lord hearing your prayers. He know your destination, and he know, amen, where you are. He know what you're going through it right now. You give him the praise. No matter where you are tonight, give Jesus the praise, and Jesus will honor your request tonight. My God, in Jesus' name, everywhere over the face of the earth. We need help tonight, children. We need help, and we are helpers one to another tonight. We are helpers. Amen. Hallelujah. We stretch out our hand to the Lord, but we need help. We're going through our trials, and we're going through our tests. Amen, and our tribulations. We are going through. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But Jesus sees us tonight. Praise the Lord. He knows what we're going through with tonight. My God, in the name of Jesus right now. Listen, you out there in Radio Land, praise the Lord. You got time to call in. The prayer lines is open, and I feel the anointing of the power of Jesus want to give you a breakthrough tonight. Jesus want to heal you tonight. Jesus want to deliver you. Jesus want to talk to you tonight. Call that number tonight. Call that number. My God, just take time and say, I'm going to call that number, and I'm going to ask the man and women of God to pray for me. Amen. I'll pray along with me. Amen. And as I say, amen, if you have a testimony tonight, amen, that would glorify the name of Jesus and would exalt the saints of God, amen, you can share your testimony. Amen. For the short testimony tonight, we will accept it tonight. Amen. Because the Lord is still in the healing and delivering air. Praise the Lord. He is delivering my soul daily. Praise the Lord. And I know it's nothing but Jesus is taking me through. My God. But I'm looking at life. Life is fleeing from under us. Amen. Evil is trying to overcome good in every aspect of their ills. They're trying to steal our Lord away from us. Come on, children. It's time to lift up Jesus. It's time to lift up Jesus like never, never before. You still have about 10 minutes, praise the Lord. Amen. You can call in tonight. And we want to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. We thank God for all of you, amen, that has called in tonight. But that phone should be ringing tonight. Amen. It should be ringing tonight. Oh, amen, saying, I need a blessing from the Lord. I need healing. Amen. Even I know we all need financial blessing, but amen, God knows how to bless us. And amen, as you look at the news and we see, amen, they're trying to change, amen, our currency today, amen, and it won't be no more, amen, paper money, amen, it's going to be cards, amen. Do you know what that's leading up to? Open your eyes, children. Do you know what that's leading up to? Amen. And leading up to the mark of the beast. Are you ready? Are you prepared? Amen. It's time for you to get prepared right now. As I made a statement earlier on the broadcast, amen, if your name is not written in the book of life, you can come to Jesus and you can repent of your sins tonight and be baptized in Jesus' name for the remission of your sins. And amen, be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues as the Spirit of God give you utterance, and your name can be written down in the Lamb book of life. Don't reject him, children. Don't reject him. Don't reject him. This is no foolishness. I can understand you because I have not always been saved myself. And I didn't understand when the saints of God was trying to tell me to come to Christ. I didn't have an ear to hear them. I thought the world was it. Thank God he changed my mind. I'm running for Jesus. Call us tonight. This is Dr. Moore. Amen. Here in Napa Valley. Amen. With the staff ready to take your prayer request along with you to the throne of grace. This is an opportunity, amen, that God has allowed us to have. And I know, amen, this opportunity is not going to be always where the freedom and the liberty is. Amen. And they are allowing us to spread the word of God. Let us take the advantage of it now. They're already trying to get rid of our Lord, and they ain't going to want to hear this. So while the opportunity is open, let's do what we can now. We're crying out for justice in this world. We're marching and we are protesting, and that's all right. We need to sometimes march. But sometimes, amen, if you're not careful in your protesting, you can get in trouble. You can cause your adversary, amen, to get angry. And your adversary, amen, got the authority, and they can put you in jail. So we must be very careful. We must be very prayerful when we out there trying to protest for justice. The only real justice we will get is when our Lord Jesus Christ comes. Then, amen, we will have real justice. I believe we have a call.
Call us from 323-616. You're now live on the air with Dr. Moore. Hello, caller.
Hey, Pop, Bishop, Kitasha.
God bless you, Minister Stewart.
Bless your preacher tonight. God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you. Yes, I was praying. I want prayer for my family, for my wife, my mother, my children, my dad, my sister, my entire family, and also prayer for Kitasha, Tisha, and their moms, and as they get ready to lay their brother and their son to rest, and pray for
you
all the time, Bishop, most definitely.
I need it, and I appreciate it. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Amen, most definitely. And I pray for Evangelist Harris. I haven't talked to her. She's been on my mind. I'm going to call her tomorrow. Check on her, see how she's doing. Myself, you know, other people might have talked to her, but I called her myself, and I want to see prayer for her as well.
I'm so glad, amen, the Lord is leading you, amen, that way, because we need to pray one for another. And amen, if
amen.
God lays somebody upon your heart, please call him and just talk to him, amen, because we don't know where death is at, preacher. We are here today,
amen,
and we're gone tomorrow. When God lays something on your heart, do it. Amen.
Amen.
I thank God for you tonight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Amen. And we had the privilege, amen, of praying for Mother just a little bit earlier. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I was so glad,
amen,
that she called me for prayer tonight. But we are also going to take your request along with you to the throne of grace. Don't let nothing deter you in this day and time that we're living in. Amen. If you have to give your life for the namesake of Jesus, give your life for the namesake of Jesus. Jesus said, if you lose your life for my namesake, he said, you shall find it again. But if you try to preserve it, you're going to lose it. So hold on to Jesus, preacher. I know the days are dark and things don't look so well. And amen. It is the word of God being fulfilled right before our eyes. But hold on to Jesus. Amen. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Amen. Jesus is the light for us. Praise the Lord. No matter how much darkness come up on earth, we can look to Jesus. Amen. And he will continue to show us the light of the world. We're going to take your request to the Lord right now in the name of Jesus. Right now, my beloved son, in the name of Jesus, this young man of God, this young minister of God, my God, that it's on fire for you, Lord. My God, we're going to ask you to keep him under that anointing. Satan will try to steal that from him. My God, but I find that spirit by the power of Jesus right now. My God, let him keep on lifting up your holy name in Jesus' name. Let him pray by himself. My God. My God, if he just have to run by himself, let him run by himself. Hold on, that anointing in the name of Jesus. Continue to give him a breakthrough, Lord. My God, and sanctify his wife right along with her in the name of Jesus, Lord. My God, serve them like never before. Serve them like never before in the name of Jesus. Knit them together, Lord. Keep I want to call it in the name of Jesus. My God, dad, mother, and my God, sisters and brothers, sanctify them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, and that will fire. In the name of Jesus right now. Let your darkness be sufficient for right now in the name of Jesus. My God, we are overcomers right now. We are overcomers right now. And we're praying for the body of Jesus Christ. Use us as you see fit, Lord. My God, use us as you see fit, Lord. I know you can open doors for us, make a way for us, and we're going to give you the praise, give you the glory. My God, our mind is on soul to be saved. My God, continue to let him walk by my side and give him his praise in the name of Jesus right now. God bless you, Father. Thank you for calling and continue to pray. Amen. For Bishop Moore. God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. Satan is trying to bring difficulty in the phone tonight. Listen, my brothers and sisters. This is our prayer. Remember, this is the day the Lord has made. And let us be glad and rejoice therein. Thank God for all of you that call. Praise the Lord. If the Lord delay is coming on next week, tell somebody Dr. Moore and his staff will be on air. Call for prayer. The Lord is ready to deliver you. In Jesus' name, we love you. Amen. Amen.
Thank you for calling in tonight for prayer. We shall be back again next week, back on the prayer line. That'll be next Wednesday and night. We'll be back on the prayer line. So tune in next week again, the 15th of July. We'll be back. Good night. God bless and Godspeed. Bye-bye. Thank you.